This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
Rach, have you got your bouquet ready?
Well, is everyone dressed to the nines?
Because now on Joy Brekkie, we're talking nuptials. And to quote one of my favourite films, The Princess Bride, marriage, that blessed arrangement, that dream within a dream, and love, true love will follow forever. Well, it's one of my favourite films. I love it.
It's been almost 6.5 years since marriage equality passed in Australia. And do you remember when that was going on, how there was a big debate within the community about whether marriage would make us heteronormative, in inverted commas? Well, I think we've proven that when it comes to the rainbow community, we are anything but beige.
So to dive into what makes queer weddings so different, we're joined this morning by Renee the Celebrant, who not only helps you plan the wedding of your dreams, she helps you do it your way. Welcome, Renee.
Hello, good morning. Nice to be here. How are you both doing?
I loved hearing your little chuckle just then as well. It's like, oh, that's Defo Renee on the line.
I wasn't ready for Dean to do that at all.
Now, you have been voted as a finalist in the 2023 ABIA Wedding Awards Best Celebrant category and been featured in British Vogue, Frankie Magazine, and more. What was it that made you decide to become a marriage celebrant?
Well, I was with you guys during all of that hectic marriage equality campaigning that took years, you know, and so I realized after we achieved marriage equality that I wanted to be part of all of the joy that comes of it, not all of the really hectic, depressing stuff that our community had to go through to get there. So that was when I enrolled myself into TAFE and became a celebrant.
So, like, that was a pretty hard time, but when it comes to getting married, it's not like we have to fit our wedding into any kind of box, which I think is fear for a lot of people in our communities. Like, does it need to be a white dress? What have we got to do? What makes a queer wedding different?
Well, there's five things we have to do to legally get you married, five things we have to say. And once we say those things, it's very much open to our design and interpretation, right? So the only thing that you must have at a wedding is a wedding celebrant. The rest of it, you know, it's all tradition and it's all kind of bullshit, right? So what queer people are doing is we're just completely dissecting it and starting again. So some of the cool things that we're already seeing emerging in queer wedding industry is we're doing tattoos instead of rings.
Yes!
Love!
Nice. Yeah, they're even more permanent than rings.
So, literally, you know. Yeah, that makes divorcing even harder.
And you're never going to lose that.
Yeah.
You won't forget it. Won't fall down a drain.
That's right. It might just look terrible in 20 years' time, but we'll deal with that in 20 years.
Have a renewal, get a touch-up, problem solved.
Yeah. That's right. But the cool thing is there's lots of other queer wedding suppliers who are emerging as well. So it means that if you are queer people and you're engaged or you're getting married, you can actually work with nearly all queer suppliers to kind of create something that is uniquely queer and you are not following any of those het norm traditions that we see in wedding industry.
What are some examples of, like, other than the tattoos, some fun wedding things that you've gotten to experience as a celebrant?
Yeah, like heaps, actually. And, you know, queer people are so creative, so it's always cool to just see some of the new ideas emerging. But some of the things that I witnessed that have been really cool, aside from the tattoos, lip sync for your life at your wedding. We've done some of that. Yeah, karaoke as well. Queers love a bit of karaoke. But eloping has become the queer thing to do, you know, small weddings. A lot of people in our community are shy or neurodivergent or don't have a lot of money. So doing an elopement, but doing it locally instead of running away to elope has become the whole new thing. It's cheaper. You can spend the money on only the people that you really love rather than your family who don't really accept who you are. That's been the biggest emergence coming through is make it small, make it more creative, make it local, and save yourself a heap of money.
Well, it's not just the 2017 marriage equality vote that shifted things. We also had the pandemic that kind of shifted people's relationships to everyone around them and also how they approach things. And that also hits a big thing on the head when you talk about money and the cost of living as well. So how have queer weddings shifted a little bit since the pandemic lockdowns?
Yeah, well, the other thing that's come from the pandemic is like poor mental health scene. And so people also, they want to do this, but they don't want to have to plan it as well. So with Flash Romantics and Rainbow Romantico, which are two queer events that we're doing for queer couples getting married, we have people who actually plan it all for you as well. So you and your partner and your friends literally just rock up looking cute, and you get married, and that's it. So all-inclusive packages are the thing following the pandemic as well. So smaller, everything's included. You're talking your cake, your celebrant, photographer, venue, decor, everything in these neatly wrapped packages.
And you just got to figure out what you're going to wear.
You just figure out what you got to wear and you rock up. You know, you even have your own green room at Flash Romantics where you walk in and it's just you and your boo on your own, away from all of the hecticness of it all. And then whenever you're ready to walk in and do your thing, you do that. But you've always got your kind of quiet space to go to. So, yeah, we're really rethinking what it is that people want and need. And a lot of people don't really want to be the center of attention, but they do still want to have this big love party.
I don't understand this not wanting to be the center of attention thing. I'm going to be very honest. Kel's just messaged in. Kel from Well's just messaged in saying, Renee's an absolute legend and great to hear her charismatic voice and cheeky giggle on Joy Brekkie this morning. Your celebrant of the year in all of our hearts, Renee.
And fingers crossed for the big awards. Now, stick with us. I'm going to play this song and then we're going to come back and chat. And there's a part in this song where can the gay girls get an amen? I need everybody to yell it out. It's Not My Fault, Renee Rapp with Megan Thee Stallion.
Yell it out loud, queer and clear people.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean. We're chatting with Renee the celebrant. Kiss a blind, kiss a friend.
Okay. Can a gay girl get an amen? You're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean, and we are joined by Renee the celebrant as we talk about queer weddings.
Now, Renee, you've got a bit of an event happening this weekend. It's a wedding expo that says it's for alternative weddings for the rest of us. And I need to ask, being alternative weddings, and you do lots of queer weddings as well, why do you think people are still deciding to get married if they're not into the tradition of marriage?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question, Rach. What people want whenever they get married is they want to take their love and their relationship to the very next level. So for them, that's like, this is me showing all of the people, or us showing all of the people that we care about just how much we love each other. And so it doesn't mean that you necessarily have to have a wedding how it's been done before. You can still have that big expression of love, but do it your way. And so we want to facilitate that by bringing all of our favorite queer wedding suppliers into one place, into a whole queer owned and operated wedding space now that we have, which we're so lucky to have in Melbourne. And people can meet all of these lovely people and see if the chemistry's right and see if they're the people that they would like to help facilitate their big love party, whatever that looks like.
Can you tell us a little bit about the space? What is it like? What's the vibe in there?
Oh, it's got really beautiful energy to begin with. It was the first thing I noticed going into the space. It's a very calming and beautiful and welcoming energy, but it's also just aesthetically really gorgeous. Lots of pastels, gorgeous plants, well lit. And in the space, we're going to have all sorts of things. We've got DJs, tarot readings, boot scooting that you can get involved with. There'll be flash tattoos happening by three different tattoo artists. We've got Millie Savage jewelry coming, and if you haven't seen her stuff, you got to. Rainer suits. I don't know if you've seen those beautiful pastel blinged up suits that everyone's getting married in.
Yes.
They're going to be there for people to hire and try on suits. So we've just got Molly Beck's cakes are coming on board as well. So with all of these really incredible queer aligned and tasteful wedding suppliers that have popped up in the industry, and we're bringing them all together so that people can just come into the room, have a margarita and book everything in there and then.
Love.
There is something really special about, you know, we know as community, bringing a community, their businesses, them along for the ride to help make your day that little bit more special. And you like to also do that with a twist that works for the people involved, whether it's from riding your motorbike into a wedding, dressing up like Dolly Parton. You know, you certainly bring the flavour that works for people's day. It must be a lot of fun to help them plan that special day and moments for that are for them.
Oh, absolutely. I love community. I love people. But also, our community aren't going to misgender you on your wedding day. Mm. They're not going to make assumptions and just automatically say things like bride and groom out of het habit, which a lot of wedding suppliers do. You know, I'm hearing a lot of people saying they're inquiring with people, and the inquiry forms still say things like bride's name, groom's name, and things like that. So, you know, at least when you work with other queer people in this space, you know that you can just cut a lot of the bullshit and get to the good shit, you know? So I think that's what's also really important. And queer people, we're just more creative. We just do it better, I think.
Literally, the description of the space before, like, there's nothing that says heteronormative weddings like one of those rooms that's just pure white and it's all about whatever decorations you decide to bring. I hate that.
Yeah,
nah. I love that there's pastel colors and plants
and tinsel curtains, and it's a really beautiful space. And you know, you can have a full big wedding upstairs with Rainbow Romantico, or you can do our flash romantics downstairs, which are those small weddings with tattoos that we mentioned.
Yeah,
I love a tattoo.
And the staff who runs the space is a queer person themselves, and they just get it. And it's really awesome, and it's very collaborative, and they make everyone feel really special and seen, and, you know, it's really quite a magical space.
So aside from you organising or working with these other suppliers to organise all the bits and pieces for the person's wedding, they just have to show up in their pretty clothes. Is there anything else that they need to think about when it comes to planning the perfect day?
Absolutely. So it often happens where people come to me with a date that I'm already booked on, and it's very disappointing for everyone involved. And that happens a lot in the wedding industry. Mm. So don't pick a firm date when you're planning your wedding. Pick the people you want to work with and then find out what their availability is and try to align it, because then you're going to get to work with all the people you really want to work with. Get in nice and early. People book this stuff in a year in advance now, which is just wild to me. I'm like, what am I doing in 2026? I don't know. Will I still be alive? Who knows?
Well, I'll be doing your wedding wherever I am.
Yeah. Whatever's happening, I'll pull it together, right? Another bit of great advice is do everything in one space. You know, don't have a ceremony in one place and a reception in another place. Just get everyone in one really groovy space and stay there, and it's much more relaxing. Also, get your photos done before the wedding ceremony, because the last thing you want to do is be in amongst your people. You've just had this gorgeous, exciting ceremony, and then you got to walk away with the photographer for 2 hours and do a photo shoot. Mm-hmm. Get your photos done before the ceremony. Have a ceremony at like 4 or 5 p.m.
Yeah, P.S. Also, your hair and makeup is going to look fresh AF if you get it done beforehand.
Our Rachel here also happens to dip her toe into the industry now and then, so any queer people who want hair and makeup, she's the double banger.
Yeah.
Hit her up.
Exactly.
But also working with venues who can assist with planning is also a big one, because, you know, a lot of that stuff is the stressful part of it. People are like, oh, I'm so stressed, I'm getting married. And it's like, it doesn't have to be a stressful thing. It shouldn't be a stressful thing.
Mm. Yeah. I think there's nothing more stressful than especially taking on all of the responsibility yourself and having to organize things. I love that you can just put it in the hands of someone that you trust and go, I trust you, this is what I like, and then it all just comes together and you just show up looking fabulous.
Love it.
Well, that's right.
This Sunday you can catch Renee the Celebrant as part of a wedding open day in Brunswick with a focus on alternative weddings that work your way. You can find out all the details on Instagram via Renee the Celebrant, or we'll be posting that later on Joy Breakfast Instagram as well.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.